In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We celebrate today the feast of the heroic bishop and martyr, Saint Boniface, one of the great martyrs of the earlier days of the Church. He's in the period right after the time of the great fathers of the Church, and dying in the 7th century. Now, a few words about who Saint Boniface was. First of all, I want to say a word about a letter he wrote regarding the Church during her sojourn on earth. Saint Boniface writes, and he says, "The Church is like a ship out on the sea, being buffeted by many waves and many storms and tempests, and yet our duty is not to abandon ship, but rather to steer her faithfully through these turbulent and difficult times. Even in the midst of much suffering and persecution, yet," he says, "our job is to remain in the ship and to steer her faithfully through these difficult times." Now, who was Saint Boniface, and what did he mean when he spoke about these tempests that buffet the Holy Church? As I say, Saint Boniface was a bishop in those earlier days of the Church. He was sent by the Pope near the end of his life, the last portion of his life, the most famous part of his life. He was sent by the Pope to be a missionary to the Germanic tribes. And so after having some difficulty in earlier mission work, he was sent to the Germanic tribes to convert the German peoples to the true faith. The Germans at that time, the Germanic tribes, were pagans, right? They were all pagans still. And the Church was very little established there. In fact, he established many of the first dioceses in various regions of Germany. In other places, he rebuilt more ancient foundations and built upon them. Okay, so Saint Boniface would go, as he went through Germany, he would go and he would preach and move the people to conversion. And he was known for tearing down pagan temples. That's one of the things he said. It's a wonderful thought, right? He was known for going around and tearing down pagan temples and pagan shrines, and then using all the wood and stones from those pagan shrines, after they'd been torn down and exorcised, right? He would perform the rite of exorcism over them, tear them down, and then rebuild, use those same stones and that same wood to build a beautiful Catholic church. And so he did this as he went from place to place. There's a particular case that's very famous. There was an oak tree, a very, very large oak tree, which was dedicated to Jupiter, dedicated to the pagan god, the demon, right? Jupiter. And so this tree was dedicated to the demon, and it was thought by the people that anyone who harmed that tree would surely be struck dead immediately. And so Saint Boniface performed the rite of exorcism and then chopped the tree down. And everyone stood back and was amazed as the tree crashed to the ground and broke into a couple of pieces. And there Boniface was standing. And so the tree was on the ground broken, and Boniface remained standing, and they converted. And then they took the lumber from that tree and built a Catholic church right there. So this was the sort of work that Boniface did. He was hated by many pagans, but of course many, many others were converted by his preaching and his witness. And so now we can understand the readings that the Church gives us today. How St. Paul speaks of being sent out to preach the gospel to the pagans. In the responsorial psalm, "Go out to all the world and tell the good news." Right? Go out to all the world and spread the gospel, even to the pagan Germanic tribes. And of course, also finally then, we come to the gospel. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. So Boniface had gathered together a number of converts who had already been baptized but were being prepared to receive the sacrament of confirmation. And as this number was gathered around him, around 50 individuals were gathered around him. Not all were to be, there was a handful to be confirmed and then a handful that were serving and assisting him in the administration of the rites of confirmation. And the pagans, a pagan tribe, came upon them to slay them. And at first, some of his attendants wanted to fight or run or flee. And St. Boniface said, no, we must stand our ground and proclaim the true gospel and offer no resistance, but simply preach the truth. For he had known, probably through a vision, he had known that the time had come for his martyrdom. And so then he and his great number of companions were slain by the pagans there. And so then we have, of course, then this example of the shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. So there's the life of St. Boniface in brief, in simple form. A heroic bishop. It's worth reading a bit more about his life in your own time. Okay, now a word about Boniface for today's Mass, then. Just one point of reflection. As I've said many times, it's very fruitful to meditate upon the lives of the saints in relation to the liturgical season we are celebrating. And of course, you can do that with any saint throughout the whole year. You could be thinking about them right now, right? Like, we could think about Thérèse of Lisieux during Easter time, and what that, even though her feast isn't during Easter, right, it's in October, we could think about it during Easter and meditate upon her and see what Easter tells us about St. Thérèse and what St. Thérèse tells us about Easter. But of course, in a particular way, we're inspired to meditate upon the lives of the saints that are celebrated in a particular season. So here we have the Feast of St. Boniface celebrated this year in this novena of Pentecost. So I want to say one word about St. Boniface and Pentecost as we're preparing for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the Feast of Pentecost. Boniface is a model of the gift of fortitude, okay? St. Boniface is a great example of the gift of the Holy Spirit that we call fortitude. And of course, we think of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? There's the four that perfect the intellect, and then the three that perfect the will, and fortitude is the second of those three, right? Piety, fortitude, fear of the Lord, okay? So fortitude, what is fortitude? What is it for? Fortitude strengthens us against external attacks. Okay, fear of the Lord strengthens us against internal disturbances, right? So fear of the Lord is connected with temperance. So like those inordinate desires for food and for drink, and also the inordinate movements of lust. So fear of the Lord sort of corrects all of that and keeps it in check and keeps it in line, rightly ordered, to the worship of God, right? Well, fortitude then is about external attacks. Fear of the Lord is about internal struggles. Fortitude is about external struggles. And so we can see why fear of the Lord is the first one, right? Because until we have interior peace, we won't be able to stand up to exterior violence, right? So fear of the Lord gives us an interior peace of soul, our passions rightly ordered. But fortitude then prepares us for external attacks. And we think about the Church of God as a ship on the ocean being buffeted by the tempests, right? That's fortitude that we're speaking of there. Fortitude is what keeps the Church strong when she's attacked from the outside. Fortitude is what keeps the believer strong when attacked from the outside as well. So it seems very fitting then, that St. Boniface should give his life while administering the sacrament of confirmation, right? While giving the sacrament of confirmation. Of course, all seven gifts are bestowed at confirmation. But in a very particular way, the Christian faithful have always focused on fortitude when it comes to confirmation. All seven gifts are given in their fullness, right? But in a particular way, we focus on fortitude. Why? Well, think about it, right? Confirmation is often thought of as becoming a soldier for Christ, right? That's not the only way of thinking it, but it's one way, and it's certainly a valid way. Whatever anyone might say, we are soldiers for Christ when we're confirmed, right? Even though people don't always talk like that anymore, the bishop used to slap the confirmatus on the cheek, right? The one after they were confirmed, you would touch them on the cheek. And even our bishop still does that, by the way, occasionally. He gives a very light tap on the cheek, oftentimes. Not every time, though, but often enough he will, occasionally at least, give a little tap on the cheek. The point is, it makes him a soldier for Christ. That's the idea. That's what that tap was for. Fortitude is given at confirmation so that we can proclaim the faith to the whole world, right? Fortitude is the great is the great gift for the missionaries, and of course also for those who are martyrs, who die for the faith. So fortitude is what gave Boniface the strength to persevere in preaching the gospel, tearing down all those pagan temples, all these external attacks. He tore them down, right? Chopped them down, tore them down, burnt them down, exercised them all first, right? So fortitude is what gave him the strength to persevere in that struggle. And fortitude's also what gave him the strength to stand courageously. Fortitude and courage are very closely related. It's what gave him the strength to stand courageously when he was attacked, and even then to give his life as a witness for Christ. So now we're preparing then for Pentecost. In the final days now, the final days before Pentecost. We want to remind ourselves, right? Pentecost, we think of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. What did it do in the lives of the apostles? They went out and preached the gospel to the whole world, and 3,000 converted in a day. What did it do in the life of Boniface? The gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of fortitude. He converted the Germanic tribes and destroyed pagan temples and built churches, right? So what is the gift of fortitude doing in our lives? Right? What's happening to us? Have we got a single convert in the last year? Like, let's work on this. We have a job to do. We have a job to do. It's a big world out there, and we have the gifts of the Holy Spirit to convert it. We have the gifts of the Holy Spirit to stand strong in the midst of a crazy pagan world, to stand strong, to tear down the pagan temples, to build Catholic churches, and that is to tear down paganism in the soul and to build a true temple for God. Right? That's what happens when we convert a soul. Far greater than tearing down a physical temple. The conversion of one soul, right? That's a whole universe. That's a whole universe that has been consecrated to God. Right? So we're inspired today by the example of Boniface to renew our own confirmation and to press forward zealously for the conversion of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.